Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. When I think of Jesus leading us all the way, I think of Psalm 23. Do you know that by heart? It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Then skip down a bit. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Who is with us? Jesus is with us. I'm so glad He is.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Here we go, going over our books of the Bible. Are you ready? I think you should know them by now, right? Well, why don't you say them right along with me? We're going to go through it one time. Here we go, starting with Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. Don't forget to check out our Bible prophecy series called Explore the Future. You can find it on our website, www.startingwithjesus.com. Look for Explore the Future. You won't want to miss it. You will really enjoy it. But now, let's get to our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. I am so excited that you're back with me and we get to study the story about the sheep and the goats. Last time we talked about the sheep and how Jesus said that at the end of the world, each person will choose whose kingdom they will be in. And so first He talked about the sheep. Those are the people who choose to let the Holy Spirit take away their selfish hearts and teaches them to be like Jesus. And today we're going to find out what He said about the goats. Do you like animals? I love animals. I have two dogs who are just the center of our family. We love them to pieces. When I was a kid, we had two horses, two or three dogs. We had four birds. We would always have a couple cats. And you know what we had? We had a goat. And his name was, guess what? Goaty. Pretty original, huh? Well, some friends of ours gave us this goat, and he was half Angora and half pygmy. So he was about up to my waist, and he had some decent horns, but he was so sweet, and he loved us, and he just wanted to go everywhere he could with us. In fact, when we would go on hikes and drive to a hike and go on a hike, we would put him in the back of our van, and we would take him with us. And he didn't really walk on a leash very well, but he knew that we were part of his herd. And so he would follow us on the walks. And it was so much fun. He was so sweet. Well, today we're going to learn about the goats that Jesus told us about. Before we get started, let's pause and pray that Jesus' Spirit will be in our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask and we pray that you will send your Holy Spirit to be with us, to teach us, to guide us, to lead us, and to help us to learn what you want from us. Help us to make good choices and to choose you. Amen. Jesus is talking about the goats today. And you know who the goats represent? Those are the people who thought that they deserved to be in God's kingdom. But you know what? The sad part is that they had refused to listen to the Holy Spirit. So they were still selfish. Jesus cannot bless selfish people. They will not be in his kingdom. They wouldn't be happy there. They would want everything for themselves and they would be jealous and it would just be a miserable place. So what will Jesus have to say to them? Let's look up Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew. Then once you find Matthew, we're going to look up chapter 25. The chapters are those big numbers in the Bible. So look down. It's kind of towards the back of the book of Matthew. Not the back of the Bible, but the back of the book of Matthew. Because Matthew has 28 chapters altogether. So we're going to find Matthew. Then we're going to find chapter 25. Once you find chapter 25, then we're going to look up verse 41. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Let's see what that says.
Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels."
So what did Jesus say? He said, "Depart from me." What does it mean to depart? It means to go away, to leave. If I say that I depart my house, that means that I'm leaving my house. I'm walking away from it. So he said, "Depart from me." And where are they supposed to go? Into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. They chose Satan as their leader and as their ruler. They chose to follow him. So they get to follow him right to the fire. That's really sad. Do you think it makes Jesus happy when he has to say that? No. Those people will be punished right alongside Satan and his angels. And then Jesus talks about how they're different from that first group, from the group of sheep. Remember we talked about sheep? How they're different. Let's look at verse 42 and 43. You already read verse 41. Now we're going to read verse 42 and 43. Let's see what that says.
"For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me."
So what happened? Jesus said, who was hungry? He said he was hungry. And did they help him? No. He said that he was thirsty. Did they give him water? No. He said that he was a stranger. And did they take him in? No. Jesus goes through this long list and they didn't help him. That's why they're not with him in heaven. They did not choose him. Well, in this same story, this second group of people, they ask the same questions as that first group. They say, "Well, Lord, when did we see you sick? When did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty?" Look at verse 44. Verse 44.
"Then they also will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?'"
So what was Jesus' answer to these questions? What did he say? Who was hungry? Who was thirsty? Read verse 45 with us. Look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 45. Let's see what verse 45 says.
Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me."
Jesus said that they did not do it to who? The least of these. The people who are poor, the people who may look different from us, the people who may not live the way that we do. This group of people did not help them. And he said, "You did not do it to the least of these. You did not do it for me." Do you think they were surprised? You can tell that they were. They were like, "Wait, when? Huh? Are you serious? Really?" They had not learned that God's love in our hearts help us to treat all the people the way that we would treat Jesus. God's love that's inside of us helps us to be kind, even to our enemies. And you know what the sad thing is? This second group of people are going to die right along with Satan and his angels. But the first group will live forever with Jesus. Look at verse 46. That's what it says.
"And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life."
I read a story about a little girl. Her name's Amy. And she had a little doll named Arabella. And she loved Arabella. I don't know if some of you may have a doll that you just love, or maybe some of you boys might have a toy car that's just your favorite, or maybe a Lego set or something that you just love. Well, this little girl, Amy, had a doll named Arabella, and she loved Arabella. She would smooth her hair and fluff out her dress and talk to her and take her for walks in the city. Now, this was a long time ago when it was safe to do that. But she would put her in her little doll carriage and walk her along, and oh, she just had the most wonderful time. Well, one day as she was walking along with Arabella, she saw this poor little girl who had a ragged dress, and her hair wasn't nicely combed, and her face was a little dirty, and she had a doll that was, well, in Amy's mind, that doll was quite disgusting. It was dirty and old and torn and gross. But you know what? She could see that this little girl just loved that doll with all her heart. In fact, Amy thought maybe as much as she loved Arabella. Well, she watched as the little girl was about to cross the street, and she started across, and all of a sudden a car came whizzing around the corner. And in her fright, she jumped back to the sidewalk and dropped her baby doll. And the car rolled over the baby doll and crushed it to bits. The little girl was heartbroken. She sobbed great big tears and just cried and cried and cried. And Amy thought, well, that doll wasn't that special. I mean, it didn't look that nice. But then she realized that that little girl loved that doll as much as she loved Arabella. So you know what Amy did? She went over to the little girl and she said, "I'm sorry that your doll got crushed. You know, you can have my doll. I love Arabella with all my heart, but I know that she would help to make you happy. Here, take her." And she pushed Arabella into the little girl's arms. The little girl looked at her and said, "Oh, how lovely." And Amy gave a sweet smile and looked at Arabella and said, "Now, Arabella, you be as good for this little girl as you were for me." Gave her a little kiss on the cheek and ran towards home as fast as she could, because she knew that if she stayed around there, she might change her mind. Well, a nice lady was up on a balcony overlooking the street and saw what had happened. She saw Amy run down the street and run up the stairs into an apartment building. Well, the nice lady was touched by Amy's kindness, and she went to the store, and within a couple days, a package arrived on Amy's doorstep, and there was a beautiful, brand new baby doll. You know, Amy saw this poor little girl, and she had compassion. She had pity on her. She could see that the little girl couldn't afford another doll. and she knew that that doll that she had lost was very loved, and she wanted to make things right. Boys and girls, that is what Jesus is talking about when he said, "Whatever you do to the least of these, you've done it to me." Little Amy gave her doll to Jesus. I want to be like that, don't you? But did you know that we can't do it on our own? We need Jesus' spirit and his love in our hearts to give us that desire to want to help others. Let's pray and ask him. Dear Lord, we pray that you will give us your desires, your feelings, your love for others. That what we do for the least of those, we have done for you. Come into our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. How are you doing learning it? The memory verse goes right along with what we talked about today. Matthew 25, verse 40. It says, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it for me." When we do things for the least of these, for people that aren't important, that look like nobodies, we do it for Jesus. Let's sing our song together.
Matthew 25:40. "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me."
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.